Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Doghouse. I'm Q, your host, and this show is Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated Radio Network Project. We will be discussing all types of subject matters that affect studs, boys, aggressives, or if you want to just call yourself a masculine identified gay female. The Doghouse is a voice for and of studs, as well as providing information about the LGBT Greek community. Some of our shows, I will have you call in and voice your thoughts and opinions. I'll also have guest hosts that will come on board with me, as well as just feed you information for future food for thought. Tongue tied today, guys. It's hot. It's hot in Atlanta. That's why. I'm parched. But let's keep it going. This episode that we have is based on Stud Health Project that is sponsored by the Atlanta Health Initiative, the Alpha Chapter of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated, along with Agenda Benda Justice. This project is designed for African-American masculine-identified gay females to discuss issues like health, relationships, personal growth, careers, politics, with a bottom line of taking care of your stud body. All I'm going to say, every stud, please take care of your body. Go get those yearly GYN checkups, because please understand, if you don't take care of your body, it doesn't matter that you have masculinity. All right? Although, you know, we want to keep everything going, I also want to let you know that there are two events in Atlanta that were developed by this project. The first one is the Social Stimulation Series, which is conversation amongst studs and femmes of the African-American LGBT community. All right, the second one is called Real Boys Talk Series, which is just a format for African-American masculine-identified females to be able to have conversation. It happens, each one of them comes once a month. At times, I'm going to want to bring the topics from these events to you, my Blog Talk listeners. So as we're doing that today, let's get started. The topic of the day is called Invisible Boy. Here's the question I'd like to pose to each and every one of my listeners is, have you ever felt like, as a masculine gay female, that you're invisible? Now, thinking about that question, I'm going to add some more food for thought to you. Here's a quote from the book Invisible Man. He says, "I am invisible. Understand, simply because people refuse to see me. Like the bodiless heads you see sometimes in circus sideshows, it is as though I have been surrounded by mirrors of hard, distorted glass. When they approach me, they see only my surroundings, themselves, or fragments of their imagination, indeed. Everything and anything except me." I love that statement. That statement is just so, I don't know, it wasn't meant for the masculine-identified gay female, but it is us, okay? And let me tell you why I said it. It even makes me think about my personal experience, you know, and answering the question, have I ever been or have I ever felt like I'm invisible? And I'm going to tell you guys, I have. Let me tell you, I'm share this with you, a personal story of mine. It was a job interview that I was going on. The interviewer came out and called, of course, my government name. He said, "Amber Moore." And he looked around, you know, focusing on who he thought Amber Moore would be or what she would look like. As he looked around, I'm gathering my things, but he pinpointed a young petite female, blonde-haired, brown eyes, and said, "Amber Moore?" Well, she didn't say anything. I got up instead, and I said, "Here I am. I am 5 foot tall. I am a masculine gay female. I was in a tailored men's suit, men's shoes. I have a male haircut, and I have a smell of male cologne, because I love all those things." And the look on his face, if I could have snapped a picture, it was priceless. And once again, I realized that I was invisible. The interviewer is, throughout the whole interview, this interviewer is trying to get it together, trying to grasp the fact that I don't look like his comfort zone, nor am I fitting what he thought I should look like. So So, in essence, he wasn't able to see me, and he definitely wasn't able to hear what I had to say. Even though I was very qualified for the job opportunity, I had to realize that, and I'm sure many of you guys have had to realize this as well, when you express your masculinity, you give up a lot of opportunities, a lot of doors are closed to you because you are presenting your masculinity, and you are also becoming invisible. And being invisible as a stud doesn't just happen in the workforce, okay? It's happening in our healthcare. When we go to doctors, because we have to go to GYN, that's what we go to because we have feminine bodies, understand that they're non-reaction to you. And I say non-reaction because you are treated as they do all females. You know, they don't differentiate in any kind of fact of, you know, some don't even look up from the piece of paper when they ask you the crazy question, you know, are you pregnant? You know, which is always a cute one to me. Or, you know, are you on birth control pills? You know, are you having safe sex, you know, with your male partner? And they don't even look up from the piece of paper. They're just asking the questions and chicken it off. And I sometimes want to go, have you not looked at me? You know, do I look like all of these things? That I'm, you know, as you all know, you know what I'm saying. So in our healthcare, we also are not being seen. We are invisible there as well. Okay, and it's clearly that, you know, we don't live the effeminate life in any form of fashion. You know, and then on top of it, not just the questions don't fit our lifestyles, but some of the procedures, they're not comforting an understanding of how we live to understand how to deal with it. So there, sometimes you'll find that, you know, it's a little cold, and that's just to say the least. Now, here's another one that's even interesting. We are invisible in our media. You know, there are shows that very much cater to portraying the gay community, but they never really portray a masculine gay female just as a masculine gay female. The one time I have seen them, you know, portray a gay female or masculine gay female, it was because she technically was actually transgender. And I was excited about that, for one, because, yes, I'm glad this transgender community was able to be, you know, highlighted in that particular show. But also, why couldn't a masculine gay female be highlighted without having to struggle with her inner self and her inner self being a him? Why couldn't it just be she's just a gay, you know, masculine female and let her be, you know? That's not there. We're not in that mainstream of the media at all, you know. So here's what we're looking at, is that once you are aware of these invisibilities that masculine gay females are presented with, what do you do, or what should you do? Well, I don't really know. I'm not quite sure. I know y'all thought I had all the answers, but I don't. I really don't know. But I am going to tell you this. I think you have to get involved. I think it is almost like our responsibility, you know. And it's funny because I had this conversation with some people about our younger group of masculine gay females, especially amongst the African American community. And we have a lot of these kind of conversations because of a lot of us being older. We're no longer just so overwhelmed with the excitement of being gay. We now look at, hey, how are we going to live? What are we going to do? You know, so we really want to make sure that everything that we, you know, that we put out there is in a positive light. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our younger studs. And how do we do that? Again, get involved. Again, a positive light. I remember my mom used to tell me all the time, when you go out the house, you representing me, you better represent me well. Well, guess what, guys? That's us now. You know, when you walk out the door, you really are representing the image and the visibility of a positive stud. The more positive imaging of studs that we can create to the mainstream and to our own community, the more I think that we will see that invisibility go away. So, once again, I say let's mentor, let's get involved. You know, let's make our employers and the community see the abilities that we carry and that we bring to the table and not just don't see us at all. So you're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to find your voice in your community. You know, and I encourage each stud to embrace your masculinity, to make sure that you're understood, make sure that you're seen. Every time you walk into an event, into a public arena, into a healthcare, a doctor's office, don't be afraid to educate your doctor about you. Please educate your doctor, because if you educate your doctor, when I come for my appointment, he will be able to understand me a lot better. So it takes one. If one person does it, then please understand it'll trickle down. It'll help the whole community. So on that note, the other thing about the media, there are some shows out there that we need to support. Really, we need to support. There's a show called Between the Women. There's a show that is called Lovers and Friends. These are just the ones that I know of. I want you to tell me of some other ones as well. And that's just the name of the ones, but bottom line, support them. Any plays about masculine females, any art shows about us, support. Support your fellow studs. You know, any recording artists that are not conforming, that are standing up saying, I am a masculine female and I want to rap, I want to sing, I want to show you my art, let's stand up. That's the only thing that I can think of that will help the invisibility go away, you know. And I'm going to say that, and I know that this topic is going to be in several of my future shows that I'm going to do, and I want to know what you think. So please post your comments at www.blogtalkradio.com/thedoghouse. Now, that's DADOGGHOUZE. All right? But now that I've given you food for thought, I got to move on with my show to the LGBT announcements. Yes, pulling out the announcements, y'all, because it's a wonderful environment, community to be in. If you are not of the Greek and you are of interest, please go to, I believe it is Rainbow Greek Connection or Network, if I'm correct, Network, excuse me, and check them out. They actually have a lot of the LGBT fraternities and sororities on their site, and you can get to know them. So here's some announcements that are going on in the country. In Chicago, July the 16th, 2011, Pink Fire, Blue Ice, Diamond Masquerade Gala and Fundraiser will be happening. The doors will open at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Chicago Lakefront Ballroom. For more information, contact the Beta Gamma chapter of Beta Phi Omega Sorority Incorporated. Get your pens and paper. Here's a number. You ready? Here we go. 312-962-0331. That number is 312-962-0331. Also, if you are listening and you're in the Atlanta area and you have nothing to do July 4th, the Lesbian Music Movement Nation is bringing Sounds of Pride Music Tour to Phase 1, which is located on Memorial Drive. The doors will open at 8 p.m. The concert starts at 9. This is a concert that consists of, nothing but masculine, identified gay female recording artists, recording groups. It is going to be hot. It's not been done before in Atlanta. This is a concert. This is not a lip sync show. These are not drag kings. These are recording artists. These are hip-hop artists. They sing the whole nine. So you really want to be a part of this. This is something that is really great. For further information about tickets, you ready? Here we go. Contact 404-296-4895 or contact 413-342-7577. Let me give you those numbers again. It is area code 404-296-4895 or 413-342-7577. The ladies of Alpha Eta Omega Sorority Incorporated will be hosting a beach party at the Liaison in Petersburg, Virginia. For more information, contact 804-477-4000. 0758. The Sigma chapter of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated is having a car wash this Saturday, July the 2nd, at the Exxon station that's located at the intersection of West Broad Street and Parham Road. Hope I'm saying that right. That's P-A-R-H-A-M, Parham Road. They will be out there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go check them out. Get your car clean. They do an excellent job. And then meet the members of the Sigma chapter as well. Hope to see you all there. I wish I could be there, but I know my brothers are going to wash the car very well for you. Check them out. Also, this Thursday, let me say this before I forget, this Thursday in Atlanta at the Rush Center, the Philip Rush Center, which is located at 1530 DeKalb Avenue, will be holding the Social Simulation Series. The topic for the night is called Can I Grow? That, I think, is a hot topic. I think you need to check it out. It starts at 6:30. This is for African American studs and films. Please come open-minded. Come with your opinions. Come with your thoughts. Come with your viewpoints. We want to hear all of it. Bottom line is this is a dialogue. This is dialogue for growth, you know, in the community, and also to be able to help people, you know, communicate with studs and films, be able to get ourselves on the same path so we can make awesome alliances. Please come out. Well, guys, I do want to say this. The Doghouse wants to thank Atlanta Health Initiative, the Alpha Chapter, Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated, the Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network Project, Agenda Bender, which, by the way, on June the 29th, 2011, at 12 p.m., they will be hosting their radio show, and it is at www.blogtalkradio.com, Agenda Bender. That's A-G-E-N-D-A-B-E-N-D-A, Agenda Bender. That's Wednesday, June 29th at 12 p.m. The topic for the day is called Identity Can Be Complex. And that's true. That is true. And, of course, I want to thank you, my listeners, for spending time with me in the doghouse. I know. I'm so excited to say that. Until next time, I want to tell you all, it's a new day in the neighborhood. This is Q, signing off. Take care. Till next time.